This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two things about the new CEO of Yahoo today. One, it's Marissa Mayer, not Mayer. We called up her new employer and asked. And two, holy cow, does she have her hands full. Even with the 13 years of experience at the internet's biggest search engine that she does have, is that enough to turn Yahoo around? Yes, Lee Iacocca saved Chrysler and Steve Jobs turned Apple into Apple, but that's a pretty small sample size, right? Marketplace's Sally Herships has more now on how much a CEO can really do.
Every month, 700 million people go to yahoo.com, but Marissa Mayer is just one person. So can a single CEO turn around an entire company?
It is possible. It has been done, but they are newsworthy, which means they're rare.
Ed Sewell teaches leadership at Georgetown, and he's talking about famous CEO superhero stories where new leaders swooped in to save the day, or Ford, Starbucks, and IBM.
It usually is not within the abilities or capabilities of any one human being to turn around a company.
But when a new CEO steps in, it is an opportunity for a company to think about change, its structure, its culture, its people. That's according to Catherine Phillips. She teaches leadership at Columbia Business School.
How are we going to make money, right? What product are we providing and to who are we providing that product to?
Phillips says Yahoo is losing advertising dollars to rivals like Google and Facebook. Georgetown's Ed Sewell says making up lost ground in the tech world can be extra tough.
Because turnarounds take time. You know, the metabolism of a high-tech company and the high-tech industry is such that you don't have a lot of time.
Mayer is Yahoo's fifth CEO in 5 years. And what she needs now, Sewell says, is patience from the company's board members. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.